This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God sees us as clean. Recently, I talked about Jesus washing the feet of his disciples, and when he initially moved to wash their feet, Peter in particular was confused. Peter said, "Lord, you will never wash my feet." And Jesus replied, "But if I don't wash you, you won't belong to me." And Peter said, "Well, then, Lord, wash my hands and head as well." And Jesus said to Peter, "You are clean, Peter." But that, of course, isn't true for everyone here. And Jesus was referring to Judas, who would later go on to betray him. Recently, I talked about being the glue, the one who holds things together for those around them. And sometimes when we feel we have to keep so many balls up in the air at once, we can easily let one drop. We feel as though we fall short. But here's what's significant about the exchange between Peter and Christ. Shortly after Jesus washed Peter's feet and Jesus would claim that he was clean, Peter would deny him three times. In other words, Jesus knew this and still claimed Peter as clean. Sometimes we fall short or we didn't do something in the moment that would be pleasing to Christ, or maybe we just flat out sinned. The great news is that we're still clean, and sometimes it takes our natural mind a moment to reconcile that thought with our spiritual mind. The next time we need to be reminded that we're clean, let us cling to these words, "For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more," Hebrews 8:12. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, go free knowing that even when you fall short, you're still clean.